James chapter 1 verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. One of my favorite verses, James chapter 1 verse 5. Well, hello there, and nope, I'm not Mark Burns. It's Joey Kroll, of course, on this Friday. Usually you and I, we spent some time together on Thursday, but Mark and Jason just wanted to finish up their topic yesterday, so they bumped me to Friday. And you know what? That's okay. I have no problem working on Fridays. I always look forward to our time together. And the verse today from James chapter 1, just how true it is. You know, if anyone needs wisdom, you know, who lacks wisdom, and sometimes that's me, you know, sometimes that's all of us. But the word says there to ask God, who gives generously. So maybe you're going through a situation today where you kind of need to be reminded, you know what? I don't know what to do, but I'm going to go to the one who knows what to do. So I highly encourage you to spend some time with the Lord and seek him. Seek first his kingdom and whatever you're going through or whatever you need decisions on. Well, I hope you're having a good week. I know today's Friday, getting ready for the weekend. I'm so looking forward to that. It's just been a long week, so many things going on. We hosted a family from church. My wife and I, we made them dinner and so forth. And that's, you know, hosting dinner is no small task, none whatsoever, because, you know, we are extra cautious of making sure our hands are washed and the house is clean and the food is cooked to perfection, because, you know, if it's just us, we're like, ah, whatever, you know, deal with it. You know, stresses you out a little bit. Well, we had a great day of fellowship and so forth. And this past weekend, I think on Sunday I did was, I don't know if you're a big fan of this coupon. I know a lot of people are going into this big couponing phase these days, and I'm one of them. I absolutely love it. We got, I think I got about $47 worth of items, everyday items, you know, shampoo and deodorant and such, I think for only like $5, all name brand stuff and so forth. So I'm loving this couponing stuff. I've been doing it for, oh my goodness, maybe since October, and I'm really gotten the hang of it. And, you know, our whole garage is just full of stuff from our couponing sprees and all that. But man, I highly encourage you, if you have a chance, to go to a couponing class. I know a lot of churches and places are doing those couponing classes. Highly, highly recommended. And I'm starting to learn that my grandma was right. You always need a coupon. A penny saved is a penny earned. And man, was she right. So I can't wait till next week, which starts on Sunday, for my next couponing cycle. So hopefully will be a good one. In the meantime, tomorrow, Arlie Neville will be in concert at the New Hope Community Church in Fairmont. I don't know if you've ever seen Arlie. Does a fantastic job. Arlie's going to be at the New Hope Community Church in Fairmont, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. The church is located at 306 South Main Street, of course, in Fairmont. Tomorrow, Arlie Neville for a great gospel concert. Going to be a great time. Call the church ahead of time if you need directions and such. It's 217-733-1923, 217-733-1923, as Arlie Neville will be at the New Hope Community Church in Fairmont tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Actually, a devotion today actually comes from Daniel chapter 3. Have you ever had to stand up for something you believe in? It could be your faith. It could be something for your family, your values. It could be pretty much anything that you had to go against what was popular and stand up and say, uh-uh, I ain't doing that. Well, in Daniel chapter 3, we read about a king. King Nebuchadnezzar, and don't ask me how to spell that, because I'm so surprised that I can even pronounce it. King Nebuchadnezzar was a king who was full of himself. He loved himself. He worshipped himself and made sure other people worshipped himself. He created this statue that was made out of gold, and it was about 90 feet high and 9 feet wide. So 90 feet high is a pretty big gold statue. So made an idol. Made an image of gold, and it was set up to where everybody can see it. And in Daniel chapter 3, verse 6, whoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace. That's what King Nebuchadnezzar said. Hey, if you don't bow down and worship me, it's not going to be good for you. So anytime his kingdom, anybody in his kingdom heard the sound of a horn or a flute or a harp or and all kinds of music, all the nations and all people of every language fell down and worshipped the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Several people came forward and said, "May the king live forever. May you live forever, King Nebuchadnezzar." So anytime they heard all these types of music, a harp, a flute, a horn, any type of music that they bowed down and worshipped the image of gold. Everybody was doing this, except three people. We pick up in verse 12. But there are some Jews whom you have sent over the affairs of the providence of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who paid no attention to you, your majesty. And this was some astrologers that came forward and was speaking to King Nebuchadnezzar. They went on to say, they neither serve your gods nor worship the image of gold that you have set up. Verse 13, furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold that I have set up? Now, when you hear the sound of the zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I have made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown out immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?" This guy was full of himself. Verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God," notice he said the God, not a God or the gods, but "the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." Then King Nebuchadnezzar, he was hot on this one. He was hot. Was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude towards them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. All right, so let's stop here. King Nebuchadnezzar, he set up this big old image of gold that was 90 feet high, 9 feet wide. I mean, this sucker was huge. And anytime anybody heard this type of certain type of music with flutes and harps and all that, they were at that time in the midst of whatever they were doing, they had to stop what they were doing, bow down and worship this image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar set up. And people were doing that. Left and right. Everybody was doing it except three people. So I wonder how many people he had in his whole kingdom. Maybe thousands, maybe? But it took three people, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to say, "No, I'm not doing that. That goes against my values. That goes against what we believe. That goes against my relationship with the Lord. I cannot do that. I will not do that." And to be honest with you, that is very difficult to do, to stand up. I mean, it's difficult to talk about Jesus in the workplace alone. I mean, it's hard to do that because, you know, we don't want them to think that we're crazy and you know, that's going to ruin the relationship that we have with our people. But let alone to stand up against what's popular and talk about the Lord, that makes it even more difficult. And for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they knew what the consequences were if they did not bow down and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar set up, which was being thrown into the blazing furnace. And they still, despite knowing all of that, despite knowing the rejection, despite losing their life, they knew all of that. They continued to stand firm in their faith in their God. And they told King Nebuchadnezzar, we ain't doing this. We're not going to worship your God. We ain't doing that. And King Nebuchadnezzar got hot. He got frustrated. So he ordered the strongest of the strongest to tie them up and to throw them in the blazing furnace. Verse 22, the king's command was so urgent and the furnace was so hot. The flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and these three men firmly tied. Now keep that in mind, firmly tied. They tied up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They firmly tied them. They got the strongest people to tie them up, so there ain't no way they're getting free. So these three men firmly tied fell into the blazing furnace. So they threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, tied them up first, firmly. I mean, they had the strongest of the strongest, tied them up, and threw them in the blazing furnace. And you're probably thinking, Joey, this is just a sad story. Why are you telling us this? Here comes the best part. Verse 24. The king Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, "Weren't there three men that we tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, your majesty." He said, "Look, I see four men walking around the fire, unbound, unharmed, and the fourth looks like the Son of God." Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, and all the governors and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair on their head burnt. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. Hallelujah. Then King Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel to rescue his servants." Wow. A lot of people think that this is just another Bible story. Growing up, we heard the story. There's some little kid song about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But this is a true story. This actually happened. This actually happened. And their faith was real as well. Their faith in their God, the God, was real. We think, well, we don't have the President of the United States. We don't have the king or a king to tell us to bow down a worship statue. But times have changed. It's a little bit different now. Your boss may come to you and say, "You better work these amount of hours. I don't care if you have a family waiting." Are you going to bow down and worship that? You have friends at work that talk about certain things and say certain words and tell certain jokes that you know you shouldn't be laughing at or participating in. Are you going to bow down and worship that and be part of that? You have people at your work, maybe in your neighborhood or some type of an association where they're negative and they talk about negative things about their husbands or wives and so forth. Are you going to participate in that? Are you going to bow down and worship that and be part of that? We think it's some big old statue that we're not supposed to bow down and worship, but there are other things as well. It's so much more than just a statue. It's a boss. It's a job. It is money. It is other people. It is other things that kind of get in the way of your values and your relationship with the Lord. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and said, "No, sorry, boss. We can't do that. I don't care what this company says. We can't do that." And the faith of these men was so evident. They stood up to the king. I mean, King Nebuchadnezzar, man, he was top dog. He was top dog. And sometimes, you know, we all get intimidated by a certain type of people. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they weren't. They were not intimidated by the king. They stood up. They said, "King, we don't need to defend ourselves to you about this matter. I mean, if we're thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But if he doesn't, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will still not serve your gods or worship the image that you have set up. I'm sorry, but my God is greater than you." I mean, they had enough guts and faith to stand up before somebody with that much power. And by the way, that power was given to him from above, by the way. Jesus even said that to Pilate, "You would not have no power over me if it was not given to you from above." And King Nebuchadnezzar got so mad because maybe nobody ever stood up to him before. And it took somebody in God's family to tell him, we ain't doing that. He was so mad. He was furious. Tied them up, threw them into the blazing furnace. And when he looked, he's like, wait a second. Why are they walking around? Who is this other person with them in there? He kind of looks like the Son of God. See, friend, God may not pull you out of a situation, He may not pull you out of that negative situation, maybe your situation at work or whatever you're struggling with or whatever you're dealing with. He may not pull you out, but hallelujah, he'll jump in and join you. Just like he joined Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And remember how they were tied up? They were walking around in the fire. See, friend, they had freedom in the midst of that terrible, terrible, terrible situation of being in that furnace. See, friend, if you have Jesus Christ and you're trusting him in the midst of whatever you're going through, yeah, you may have cancer. Yeah, you may be dealing with somebody at work or you're working at a job that you do not like. But hallelujah, God took the rope off your hands, off your feet. You got freedom in the midst of that because you have Jesus Christ. You still may be working there, but guess what? He's joining you. He's right there with you. He's right there with you. My wife currently is struggling with some issues at work, some major issues at work, where she is refusing to bow down to the culture of her work environment. Working in a doctor's office, everybody there flirts with the doctors. Because if you want a promotion, if you want to be liked, if you want to be in this clique, you need to act like this and talk with like that and tell these types of jokes. My wife does not want to do that. And she's really struggling with being in that environment. But she knows that her God is with her in the midst of that fiery furnace of a job. So friend, I challenge you today to stand firm. Do not back down. Do not back down of your values, your family, and certainly not your faith. God calls us to preach the word in season, out of season. Stand up. Do not back down. Do not give in. Stand up and preach it and show your faith in Jesus Christ.
Body frail and weak, the apostle knew the end was near as he dipped his pen in ink. He wrote, "Timothy, my son, I have fought the fight of faith. Carry on what I've begun, but most of all, I pray. Preach the word. The cross, preach redemption to a lost and dying world. Lift your voice unashamed of the gospel of his name. Until all have heard, preach the
city and preach the word. Amen. Well, you are listening to Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Happy Friday to you. And thank you so much for letting me hang out with you today as we took a look at what it means to stand up for your faith. Well, you can find out more about this radio ministry by visiting our website. Check it out sometime today. It's greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. There's all our contact information, ways to give online to support this listener-supported radio station, and our program schedule for Great News Radio. So take a peek at that and more. Find out more about us by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or just call us anytime. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to be praying for you as well. Our telephone number is 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, I hope you can join me on Sunday for Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. And actually, on Sunday, we're going to be talking about the women. Yeah, we're going to be looking at the women in the Bible in honor of Mother's Day. So I hope you can join me. God bless you. You enjoy your weekend. And to all the moms, have a wonderful and blessed Mother's Day. Remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.